I'm good, Valk. Sorry for last week. I wasn't feeling well, but I, on the last minute notice, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Marburger helped me out. Okay, we're starting Mitzvah Hashem tonight, a new simin. It's Rei Samach Aleph, and I hope tonight actually to finish the simin as well. It's a relatively easy simin. Baruch Hashem, we could use a break. Has some kolam, some things which are in the Ge'ah Halakha L'maisa, and we'll take it, I guess, slowly. Let's start. Nachamo Tri Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. Very easy klal. Motza chamor oi parah roim bederech. If someone finds a chamor or a parah roim bederech, biyoim during the day, which is a typical time, it's supposed to be roi then, ein ze aveda. It's not considered an aveda. If it's belaila, if it's at night, which is unusual, which is atypical, or oi im roya chamor v'kelev hafuchin, or if you see it in a fashion, it looks like that it's lost, it looks like it's in trouble, it's upside down, it's knocked over, then hare ze aveda. This is considered an aveda. It means the Chumachab is giving you a klolim of how to understand what's considered an aveda or not. Two kolam so far the Mechaber mentions. One is the time is an indication. If it's by day, it's not an aveda. By night, it is. We're talking about behemah. Obviously, ten lekachim v'yakamoy to any item. If some, you could use time as an indication to be considered an aveda. Or even if it's fine, even if it's by day, but if it's reich chamor v'kelev afuchin, it's in the way it is, the way it's lying, it's indicative that there's something wrong, that it's lost, that it's in trouble. Then that's also considered an aveda. That's really what you have to take out of the Mechaber, that either time or its status could be indicative that it's an aveda. Bifnais hayoyim, if it's early in the morning, ubeneshef, or it's in the evening, so that's like in between the twilight zone, whether it's considered day or night, it's questionable if that's a raya, that it's an aveda or not. Then halacha is imra oisam gimel yomim zechazeh. If you see a gimel yomim 3 days in a row in that same time, hareze aveda. By the third day, the Goyin says, in Sifkan Gimel, by the third day, 3 times in a row, at that time, that's already unusual. Harezu aveda v'noitol makris, and you're mechuyif to pick it up and be makris. But if once or twice, nishkefelech, it's only like shkia time, it's amud hashacha time, that's not a problem. If it's the middle of the night, for sure it's an aveda. So basically, Mechab is giving you different dynamics. It means now the safer through in another thing, that if the time itself is not a full indication, but if it continuously does it at that time and that's unusual, then that would be cause to be believed that it's an aveda. How to pull this out, Bizmanenu, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, I mean, Bizmanenu it's even worse than the Aruch HaShulchan and different, but the Aruch HaShulchan in his time said, Bimimidinosenu manichim habehemus lirais kol alayla lasadas, we leave out the animals the entire night. Bekai it's chotch, at least in the summer, it means it's not dangerous outside, mechutz kvar, even outside the gagan. But lechein osa liga behen, that's not considered an aveda. It means even though bizmana mechaber, that was unusual, bizmana gemara was unusual to do it at night, but bimedina seno zaktara chashukan, that's already normal. Bizmanenu, we don't have behemoth, so it's hard to relate. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan Firzais, Klalu Sholdova, Shedova Zatoli Lefi Ra'is Eina Moitse Lefi Minig HaMedina. And that's really what you have to work out of this Mechaber, is that every item has its normal circumstances and abnormal, and if it's unusual, then it's an Aveda, if it's normal, it's not an Aveda. And the indications of to know whether it's Aveda or not could be either the time, or how often it comes, the occurrences, and what status it is, if it's knocked over or whatever. That's basically what you should come out of this sif. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to sif beis. We'll move a little quicker here. Ra para ratza bederech, if you saw a para running on the way, im panea klapi ha'ir, if its face is towards the city, it's running towards the city, ein zu aveda, means it's going on the right way, it's coming back home, it's fine. However, klapi asada, if it's facing the sada, means it's going out, harezu aveda, it's considered an aveda. So now, this is like another indication, this is just tein lechachem v'yakamoy, this is common sense, that should be, you have the same item, same place. The question is which direction it's facing. If it's facing towards home, it's fine. Facing away, that's a problem. Okay. A new example, another case, which is, it has a twist to it. Matzah roya bein hakromim. You found it being roya bein hakromim. And that was normal. That's fine. So mitzad the item, it's not a problem. Still, chayiv la'achzer, you mechuyiv to be machzer. Why? Mishum avedes karka. Because of the kromim that it's damaging. Mitzad the animal's not a problem. The animal's fine. The animal is in good territory. It's in the kromim, has food around it, has soft territory. That's not a problem. The problem is that Nebuch, the person who owns the kerem, is going to have his kerem damaged because the par was running around its kerem and destroying its fruit.
Why is it chayav la'achzer? All you should have to do is make it not come into the kerem.
Well, it's already in the kerem.
No, but he's implying the haksim is taking back the bala.
Oh, we're going to soon. We'll see if that's true or not. But the bala, you have a chiv to pick it up and bring it out of the kerem because to save, not because of the chayfetz. The par is fine. The shor is fine. You have to pick it up and take it out of the kerem because you have to save the karka. And as we know, we learned in the end of Reish Nun Tes that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved applies to even karka as well. If you see mayim shaytfin olav on the karka, you mechuyiv to be goyder together and direct the mayim somewhere else to protect the karka. So to he, mechuyiv to protect the karka, not let this par trample all over the fruit. The fikok, therefore, Zakt Machaber, since it's not because of the par, it's only because of the kerem, he has a chab. Imhoya kromim shalakim, if the kromim belonged to a goy, eina aveda, ve'enu chayv la'akse. In itself is not an aveda, and you have no chiv hashava to save the akum from misada being ruined. Me'mele enu chayv la'akse, no problem, you can just leave it there, let it trample, let it do what it wants. Ve'im choshash, however, if you suspect, shem yargeno ha'akum, kishim ze'eno, that the goy, when he finds it, is going to kill the animal. Because it did damage to the kerem, he's going to get so frustrated and so furious that this animal is going to kill it. So now the animal is an aveda because it's olul, it's vulnerable that maybe the bal ha kerem, the goy, will kill it. Then it's areza aveda v'noitol amarkas. Then it's an aveda and you have to pick it up and return it. Because so now you have a case where the animal was fine, but from a different perspective, a twist, now you got to return it because of the kerem, because of the damage of the kerem. But if it's a kerem shalakim, then you're fine, unless the guy is going to kill it.
He changes his language.
Right. I'm going to be medayik that in a minute. Excellent. Right. Fine. So let's just see. You look at the shach and siv cotton bays, when it says, ben akram and chayv laksa, the shach says, ayin lekamon sumer reisam samagimul siv bays. Now what's over there? Over there is shteita halacha that even when you're zaken venu lefi chvaydoi, which is, doesn't have a chiv hashava, but if he takes the animal and he starts being meshavit or he moves it, once he starts, now he does have a chiv hashava. So the shach, by the fact that he's taken to that halacha, seems to imply that here too, when it says chayiv lahaks in the beginning, even though the animal was fine, it's only because of the karka, if you picked it up, you have to pick it up and get it out of the kerem, because you got to save the karka. Once you did that, now already you're mechuyev to take the animal and return it back to the bailim, because even though you never had a chiv hashava on the animal, but once you start, now you got to carry through, and now you have a chiv lach. That's the mashmois. If you look in Rekiv Hege, he's medayik like that. Mashma de kavonas hashach, ki heki dehosim, heki dehiskel lach, the atorak lach, the achi gilushes bailim. It's not enough just to take it out of the karka, or over there, just to move it a little bit, hakinami haka, you mechuyev to pick it up and bring it all the way back home to the bialim.
That's only if the bam has a simon, right?
Well, if the bam doesn't have simon, you're going
to
stamp stock. You're stamp stock. Yeah, we're going to do it. It's a dove shem v'simon. The guy wasn't miyayish yet, because luchay, it's in a good place. So I don't know, you're going to be in trouble. I don't know what you will do then.
No, maybe you're not even allowed to take it.
But you have to take. No, you have to take it.
Save one aveda.
You want to save the aveda's character? I hear the cheshvin. Maybe it's then you should go halfway. Take it out of the kerem and just put it outside. I hear the problem. But the Maiz says, who says this? The Rosh and Lamed Aleph and Mer Aleph, the Torah over here and Rabbi Yeruchim, they all say this Talaka Taka, that over here, even though the only reason why you're returning it, the only reason why you're picking it up in the first place is to save the karka, not to save the animal, because the animal is safe. Still, once you start, now you got to finish, just like over there, and you got to bring it home.
What's a
So let's see, one second. Let's continue in the Kivega. Ulam, Basif is a Kenan, which is the Shita, Huva B'Shem Ritva, Lechalik. The Kevun de Nechayba Lahashiv, Rak Mishum Avedis Karka. Since over here there's never a mitzvah, it's not an Aved in the first place. There was never a mitzvah to save this item. The item was fine. It's only because of the Karka. Kosha Mitzvah Misham. Just if you pick it out from there, umenicha lemakim mira, you bring it out and you put it into a nice place, a kapasha sagi, the leka boy mishum hikishin eskayibah, because it doesn't pass that svara. Avol ilu hayu mishum. Now it's missing a bunch of words here. I'll put it in here. Avol ilu hayu mishum avedes gufa. If it was taka something wrong with the item itself, then hayu chayiv lasas hashava mal yosa. I'm quoting of the words of the Shita that the Tosfos says here. Yeah. If it was because avedes gufa, then hayu chayiv lasas hashava mal yosa lechatzir shel bal aveda mishtameres taka. Like it says over there, you'll have to put it back into a proper chatzah of the bal aveda. V'hainu de'ikke ben hashavas gufa v'avedes karaka. That's the difference between hashavas gufa and avedes karaka. When it's something with the item is an aveda. Just your zakim and olfik vaydai, so you didn't have to do it. But once you start, like the Rambam's lashon, which is not muskum, but the Rambam and Mechavah's lashon is, since once you hiskel b'mitzvah, then you're going to be going with that mitzvah. Meshenken over here, this item is not an aveda in the first place. There's nothing wrong with this item. The item was safe. It's only because of the karka. So you don't have the svara of hiskel b'mitzvah. I didn't start. I picked it up to save the karka, but I never had a mitzvah, a scholar's mitzvah on the item, on the paro. Memela doesn't pass the svar, and as long as I pick it up and I take it out of the kerem, I'm fine. And that's Rashi as well. Rashi's mavu like that, like the Ritva, that all you have to do is pick it up and take it out of the kerem and drop it outside, and you're fine. So it's really machloikis rishonim. And it's really not for now, but really the yisoidim, the fundamental machloikis is over there. What's the svar as zakim l'zvi kvoy that you mechuyiv to return? Is it because hischa b'mitzvah yichayiv l'goyim, right? To which case over here doesn't pass the svara because no hischa ben mitzvah? Or is there another svara that bebehema, given the that you taught it, you malamed it to go bechutz, and you taught it to be wild, and you taught it to get lost, so you caused it to be an aveda? Means Enochanami was roaming around in the kerem, but when you pick it up and you put it outside, now you're putting it into new territory that it may not be familiar with, or even if you cause it to be a little more independent, and now it's not enough just to leave it there because you caused it to be an aveda, because now you never know what it's going to do now. Now it just might run away because you trained it to be wild. You trained it to be independent. So that's the problem. So if that would be the case, Dr. Raj, so to hear, even though this wasn't an aveda, but once I start, I got to get it out of the kerem. Once I put it outside, I taught it to be independent. Hey, I just created an aveda, I better return it. Mashenke loit the Ritva, the Rambam Rashi, that is outsascholas hiskol b'mitzvah. There was never hiskol b'mitzvah over here because this itself was never an aveda. Memele, I don't have to return it.
Who says the whole chazar is a shiva aveda? The only way to guarantee that it's not grazed in someone else's vineyard is to return it to the battle. Bring the barrels to the limit.
Well, you're afraid that if you just put it outside, it's going to run right back into the kerem. And let's say the kerem has a gate and somehow it won't be able to get in. You close the door, because initially the door was open. Now close the door to the kerem. The mashmois is, the rishonim say, this what? The machlokes rishonim, is it because of the lumdus of his, of over there, that you started with this behemoth and you got to finish, and only because of that, not because we're afraid it's going to go back to kerem. Pashas and Echanam, if you taka right, Mitzvah says that you're afraid it's going to go back to the kerem, you're probably right. You probably would have a chiv then to bring it home. You're probably right. But
the Baal
HaShor will be chayv to pay back the kerem. Let's say if he left the Baal HaShor's with Pshia, then, and it's now a Shein or a Regal, yeah, then he'd be chayv.
Yeah, but he only has to pay the
Baal HaShor. Well, why? Still. No. He has to pay full Nezek, but he has to pay Nezek, because this is a Nezek, Shein v'Regal. But still an Aved. I'd rather have my fruit than have money for the fruit.
So he can charge that person for being shown his shirt from being Mazik?
Could who charge you? Could the finder charge?
It's not a shabbos aveda. You can't charge money, but that's it. There's no shabbos aveda to the baal hashoy, right?
Right.
Shabbos aveda to the baal hakerem.
Correct.
So let him charge the baal hashoy for taking care of the shabbos.
I hear the chajim. I don't. I have a chiv. I shove him without the bala karka. So now, what toivah did you do for the bala aveda that now he won't save them? Not from this item. You saved them that not to be going. That you saved them that he shouldn't lose out. To have a chiv to pay the guy.
To be shown in a shabbos, he did for him.
But that's all smum for the bala shor. It's also a shabbos aveda.
It's not a shot of because he has a chiyuv to be a chamid. The thing is that a peshayah.
No, but he only pays hanor.
There's no aid in
the eid. He doesn't pay for the hezek. He pays hanor. Hanor of the shore. Only the hanor that the shore gets, he pays, doesn't
No, Shein Verega, what do you mean? Shein Verega, Yichayiv on the item. Hanor is if the Kaita Gemara says, if it fell in there, so now it cushioned its fall. That's hanor. Well, but if you ate it, Yichayiv for the pace that
it. You ate for cheap fruits.
Love Damfka, that's if you. Chiv Shein is that. Alright, it's not for now. We're not doing Akonias right now, but it's not so partial. And let's say Gregel was simple. Take Gregel, even Shein is like that, but let's say Gregel. He's walking and tromping all over the field, so it's Chayvot's Gregel. I guess we have to wait, because when we're going to do the Ramah, you're going to see that we're talking about here, that the owner of the Kerem will never know which shard damaged the Kerem. So in which case, you won't even have your Shiloh altogether. But alright. Anyway,
obviously it's an Abedi, you don't know who to return it, so.
No, he knows, the finder knows who to return it to. Yeah, but the Baal HaKerem will never know that who did the damage. He knows he comes in, it was a hit and run. He sees that his whole Kerem is ruined, but he doesn't know who did it.
There's no Eidim, it's not Nigeid. You're not
going to pay
Shehen anyway.
Why not?
It's not
Knas. I'll be Maida, I'll give you Maida. Allah
Miss. He doesn't know.
Who doesn't know? The Baal HaShor also doesn't know.
Yeah,
no one knows, they only have an Eidechid. He can't be Maida with an Eidechid. Yeah, okay. What? Chavin? Chayv and Mashuv, but how can you give him a shuv if he doesn't know? I know that you don't know, so I can't give you a shuv. All right. Fine. Bekitzer, that's Prat here. It's Machlokes Rishonim. But I just want to, Yechiel is Ma'orer. Let's go back to the Machab. The Machab starts off. The Matzeroi Ben Akramim, in this case, Chayv Lachzim, Mishum Avedis Kaka, the Lashim the Machab uses is Chayv Lachzim. Then later on, when it says that you're afraid that Shem Yagena Akim Kishim Tzenim, Epnei Shefzida Akarim, then Hareza Aveda, the noitel or makras. This is Aveda, and you have to be noitel or makras. Why in the ratio to saying Chayv Lachzim? And the Sefer it says noitel or makras. You have to know if. So I want to tell you that the Rambam Lishitosa, the Rambam holds the devotees out Chaskos Mitzvah, so he went like the Ridvan Rashi, that you're really not Mukhiv to bring it all the way back to the Bailam's house. You're not Mukhiv to be Noitel Makras. All you Mukhiv to do is get it out of the Kerem and then let it ride, let it roam around, but as long as it's not in the Kerem, so the Baal HaKerem is fine. So all you have to do is Chayv Lachzim. Still, Shreya Lashon Chayv Lachzim, but it's Chayv Lachzim, you have to save the Baal HaKerem, so you have to get it out of the Kerem. It should be really Chayv Lohitzi. But you got to get it out of the Kerem. Hashem came to say that you're worried that the Goy is going to kill it. So now it is a shame, Aveda, there you mukhiv to be Noito Lamakris. That would be a difference between the two. A suggestion. Right? So let me ask you a Shaila. We're talking about the same case. So do we know? We don't know. If we don't know, then at the beginning, good also said night
of Max. Yeah. No,
if you can't know Simonim, you can't be night of Makras either. So as we talk, Lecholapaka has to have Simonim, otherwise, you can't be night of Makras. So let the Rashi also say night of Makras. Alamai, it sounds like you're not Mukhiv to go so far to be night of Makras. What you're Mukhiv to do is Chayv Lachzim. What does that mean? So I'm suggesting, it's a bit doichik, I'm just suggesting you got to get it out of the Kerem, he'll go like the Ridvan and Rashi, and that would be the chilik between the Reisha and the Sefer. Perhaps. All right. Fine. Anyway, let's continue. V'u'ad din zakti Ramon is a peladik Ramon. This is very nageh. V'u'ad din zakti Ramon, b'makin, she'parin knas me'behemois, she'roin besadus echeirim, also you have a chiv hashavis aveda to return the item to the Bailam. Just like you have a chiv to return the iron to the Bailam, if the goy might kill the animal that's roaming in his field, even if, bismanay of the Ramah, that we don't kill the animal, but they'll give a knas to the Bailam for letting his animal stray, they'll give him a fine for not cleaning after his dog, or whatever it is, we'll go sweeper, whooper, whatever it's called, yeah. So anyway, because if he doesn't do it, he's going to have a knas. To save the Bailam from that knas, you have a chiv hashavis aved to make sure that the dog doesn't make bishos harabim. You have a mechiv to make sure it is over here that it's not roaming around the carrot. Whatever it is, if he's in a state that he could cause the Bailam, the owner, to get a fine, you have a chiv hashavis aved to stop that. A pellet de karama.
So and you should also fill somebody's meter if he's in the, if you're parked in a car, because also show us a veder. You can collect a quarter from him later, but
maybe. Only thing that he might have a din of aveda midas. Why is he parking there without putting money in the meter in the first place?
Oh, put in and ran out. And put in and the guy made a mistake in class.
Doesn't know 15 minutes.
No, he thought he was going for 15 minutes. He went for an hour.
So that is what. I don't know, that sounds to me either an Elusha guy or outright negligent. Well, what's going on? He doesn't have to count 15 minutes on his watch?
He didn't realize
what?
Okay, let's say an hour better. You know, okay, hour and 10 minutes.
You look at your watch and you put the money in the meter. I know I got to come back. They didn't have a watch. I don't know. It's more Mustafa that the guy is just a bit risky, but okay. Anyway, b'kitza, yes. In chanami, if you know that this guy is not doing it, b'taris aveda midas. In chanami, like the simple reading of the Rambam, you would have a chiv ashevis aveda, just like the Rambam says, to save the bialim from knas. Now, I just want to point out, and we have to be ma'arich here, because it's very nagea, is that the Rambam's coming from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, if you read Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it's slightly different. And I'll quote over the words of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He basically says the same thing. And he says, in a case where they'll impound the behema to collect the knas, then you mechuyev hashavas aveda to make sure the animal doesn't roam there. Because if you're not going to stop the animal from roaming there, they're going to impose a penalty, a fine, and they're going to impound the behema till they collect that fine. So the behema is an aveda. It's dangerous. It's going to be captured.
So what would you apply to the car?
So if you tell me you're parked by a hydrant and impound your car or whatever, then we could talk about it. But if it's just a penalty and the car is safe, so the car is not an aveda, so where's the aveda? The aveda is the Bailam's pocket that he's going to have a knas on him. Where's the aveda? So the Ramah somehow left out that second here for Ibn Yeruchim. You have to know what's going on. Obviously, it seems like he held it wasn't important. That even without that, even if they're not mamashkenin, the fact that the guy is going to get a penalty, a fine, that alone is enough to cause an aveda to save the guy. This Shiloh is really Riki Vega's Shiloh. Riki Vega has a friend, Yedidi Rabbi Yisrael, who clears the following Shiloh. And we really, this is what the Achronim say. It's Nefesh Chaim, Bava Mitzid, Avlamet Aleph, and the Beis Yaakov, and the Shari Oiro, and Chelik Beis, and Kiseitza. They all explain it. Pochas Ayeza come out the same thing. That there's really a machloikis between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam going on over here. And it's totally in a chakira of Riki Vega. Riki Vega mamish had this chakira. Here was his chakira. His case was, you have a Ruvein, who was a shoima of a goy. And let's say he shouldn't have been, in Chiyuvi HaTorah, let's say you don't have Chiyuv Shmir to a goy, but he was Kibul Olah of Achrayis. He was Kibul of Achrayis, that if he loses this item, he's going to have to pay the goy. And V'neved M'menu HaChefetz, an item was lost. And you know that. And I know that this item belongs to a goy, it's a goyish item, but Reuven happens to be the shame on it, and if he doesn't get back the item, he's going to have to pay the goy. Does the finder have a chiv to return this item to Reuven or not? Do we say, look, the chayfit belongs to a guy, there's no halach, aved etakim, not mechuv, don't be maxis, I don't have to give it back. Or do we say that since I'm going to protect Reuven from having to pay the guy,
what's so preventing a loss from the yid?
Okay, 1 second. Since I'm going to have to protect Reuven from having to pay the guy, so therefore I'll have a chiv hashavo to protect him, have a chiv hashavo, and that chiv to be matzalim from a hefzid, and that will be my chiv. And Riki Vega and his friend Rabbi Yisrael are mesupik on this case. And Mamelo, they want to say, these are kind of want to say that that's really the makloik is going on here between Rabbein Yeruchim and Ramah, but the Ramah paskins, the way we paskin, is that even if the chayfet is not in danger, it's not going to be impounded, still saving the bialim from a knas is a chiv hashava. Good. Now a mailer comes out, one case is a parking ticket if it won't be impounded, but let's say we once discussed a case, let's say you're in a building, a shul, a yeshiva, and there's unnecessary electricity running. Do you have a chiv to shut the lights? So l'chayra, if to know, What chafetz is there? The lights, the bulbs, somewhere about? Maybe unless you tell me, because the bulbs have a certain amount of hours that it burns, so maybe I hear. But let's say it'll be something, electricity on an urn. Let's say that we don't have this problem. So what? By me shutting the light, all I'm doing is I'm saving the owner, saving the maesed, that they won't have to pay a charge to the electric company for all the wasted electricity that's being used. So I'm saving them, not this urn, the urn's fine. I'm saving them from a zaitik hefset, a zaitik saw that they will incur if I don't stop them. To hear? The Nefesh Chaya, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Beis Yaakov over here, the Shari Oyer in Kiseitzei.
Yes, the Shtuk of Chok, so over there you're ready in the Schaif. Over there you were ready in the Schaif to the guy.
Yeah.
So you're ready in the Schaif, it's not all slum. I'm giving you my tongue.
Good, okay, we're going to get to it. Good. Yeah, you have to know which way you want to bring that chilek, but okay, we'll get to it. What's gzela?
He knows who's supposed to.
I know, but it's a loss. It's an aveda.
He didn't know.
Who didn't know? The guy doesn't know. It's an aveda. It's an aveda zakam. It's mutter. Just grade, I'm going to cause a loss. The owner, the shomer, is going to have a loss to have a chiv. So Mamela, they want to say, Mamela, it's going to come out, and the Achrenu will have a nice case in Eretz Yisrael. That the case is, what happens, inverse case. The case is if a goy has an item that's insured by a Yiddish insurance company, and he loses the item. Do I have a chiv to return the item or not? Do I say it's an aveda zakam, I'm not mechiv to return the item? Or no, if I don't return the item, he's going to now claim from his insurance company and cause a loss to his insurance company, who's a yid. So I'll be mechiv to give the item back to a goy to save the insurance company from having to pay out money.
Does it make an afghan
community? I don't know if the whole company is owned by Yidden, so it's one big Yid. It's Shutfus Israel.
It's a corporation, it's owned by the shareholders.
Okay, but the shareholders are also Yidden.
Oh,
I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael.
Talk about Shomer, if he has to pay for it, and later it's found.
Right. After he paid for it or before?
After he paid
for it. That's a makhluk, his acronym. Shal had to read a Gemara in Tzadi.
So if it belongs to the Yid.
What?
If it belongs to the Yid.
What, if he already paid? He didn't pay yet. The guy didn't pay. The guy lost an item and he's going to make a claim for an insurance company. So I should save the insurance company from the hefset by giving back the chafetz.
Insurance is for sure. I'm talking about the case of Kiraik,
but the shame was the goyish item and the yid again. And the yid is going to have to pay the guy.
Yeah, but he asked for after he paid
him. Oh, once he paid the guy.
Well, now he has a claim.
Right. Once he paid the guy, then.
Even if it was found before, but once he pays, he takes it back. That if it's ever found, he's going to get it.
Once he pays the guy, then I don't know what the halacha is. Because sorry?
Didn't want to the guy
who was
paid.
It was
a
second.
I was
no, he says that's how you found it after you'd already paid the guy. But I think even that makhlokes is only if the owner could go back to the shoyma. But what kinyan did the shoyma make to own it? He didn't. He wasn't kind of. If he finds it, then he could keep it. But he didn't get it yet, so he never made a maizik. And I don't know if if we would find and give it back, he would keep it and not the guy, or he would swap, give it back to the guy and get back his money, maybe. But. I don't think it's his yet. It's not. Sorry? Yeah, that's if he did, if he was nice and he came through and he paid and he didn't cause me to make a shru on certain cases. There's so many nafkaminis, but it's not going to be by here. Okay, fine. Now, I'd rather think that from the Ramah is not a raya. I mean, even though I'm taking on all the acronym, but I want to be medayik the Ramah. I know it's tricky here, but the Ramah says like this: V'udim b'mokum sheparin knas mi behemois shiroyim besadis acherim. What's mi behemois?
Take it from the animal itself.
Oh. So it sounds like that the Ramah really meant Rabbi Yeruchim. He didn't say V'udim b'mokum sheparin knas bal habehemis kishabehemois say him royim besadis acherim. It says b'mokum sheparin knas mi behemis. They pay the knas from the behemis that are royim besadis acherim. Then you'll have a chiv hashavas aveda to get it out of there before it's impounded. Sorry. No, they just said not like that. They said the Ramah is talking about not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. They're talking about where there was an animal roim besadis akeim, and he's going to get a zaitika penalty. So Mamele want to say, well, then let's say by car, by parking thing, you're going to have a chiv because even the car won't be impounded, but I have a hefzen moment. And they want to say it's totally that was makhlekes Ramah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But if you look at the Lashon Ramah, the Ramah if anything, might imply Taka, yeah, Rabbeinu Yerukim. He wasn't clear. He should have spelled it out clearly. I'm a Mashkenin. Okay, but that's what he says. He says, Royim Sheparin Knas Mi Behemis. They take the Knas from the Behemis. So Memela, the Behemis is an Aveda. All right. Now let's go back to Ricky Vega. What in the world is Ricky Vega's Shaila? Let's just understand the Shaila. He has a Shaila. Do we say that the Chafetz itself is not an Avedis Yisrael because it belongs to the Goy? Right? His case was a Shoyme took a Goyisha item to watch. His Mechayv himself, if he lost the item, he's going to have to pay. And now he lost it. You found it. Do you have a Chiv to give it back or not? Do we say, hey, it's an Avedis Akam? Or no, because since he's going to have to pay, therefore I have a Chiv to give it back. What in the world was Ricky Vega's Shaila? Well, why is this different than any other Hefzid? We have a Chiv. If you see Mayim Boim Lishtef Esadah, what's the halacha? You mechiv to put a ged and stop that hefzid. So too, if I see, because of whatever it is, I see this Mayim Boim that's going to ruin the guy's wallet, I mechiv to stop the water from ruining the guy's wallet. I see something happening that this is going to cause the Bailam a hefzid. He's going to have a chiv moment to have to pay this knas. So why don't I have a chiv, a shavas aveda? What in the world were they talking about? Who cares that rather it came about through a chefetz which wasn't his. It came about through an aveda which belonged to a guy. What I mean, over there too, the water that was boim lishtefes asada certainly doesn't belong to him, right? It's the Bein Shalom's water. It's coming down. I still have a chiv to save the asada. Who cares? And let's say the agdara they're going to put up to save the guy. Let's say also, it's irrelevant who owns the water, who owns the agdara. The bottom line is the karka will be ruined. So too here, if his wallet's going to be ruined, who cares that the chefetz came machmas and a goyish chefetz? The bailim are going to have a hefzet. So what in the world of Ricky Vega's Shaila should be Dova Pashat, they have a Chiva Shava. What does he want? It's a Dova Pashat. What's going on?
So you can ask the same thing on the Ramo according to the other people.
Correct, I am.
Understand the Ramo not like a Rabbeinu Rucham.
L'chayra.
You ask the same question.
Correct. L'chayra. Right? It means, well first let's understand Ricky Vega, and then we can see how it applies to Ramo. Going back to the source. Ricky Vega, what did he want? So I think the Pshat is like this. I think this prayer is like what Levi Yitzchak was saying, that the Kivega's whole suffix over there was only if it was already lost, if the Yid already owes the guy money, because that was the deal. He made a deal. I lose the item, I owe you money. The second it's lost, whether he went to a Din Torah or not, the second it's lost, he already, the Chiv kicked in, he already owes the guy money. He owes the guy money already, because it was lost. So now Zakari Kivega, I have a shayla, am I mechuyif to give this chefetz back now? Do we say the chefetz belongs to a guy? So maybe I don't have to give it back. Oh no, if I would return it, I could now be matzalim and undo the chiv that he already was mechayiv to the guy. That's his shayla.
So you undo a loss, you say. That
right.
Prevent the loss.
But prevent the loss is a davar pasha. It's a mitzvah natayra. By karka, you mechuyif to prevent the loss. But by mayim lishtayf, you mechuyif to prevent the loss. Rikivega was only talking about that the loss technically was already chal. The chiv that he had to the owner was already chal. Memela, now he has a shayla. I'm a mechuyif now to return this item or not. Because let's try to take it apart. If I already owe the money to the guy, so what are you really doing? In a way, you're returning me that chefetz, that money, that chiv that I owe, you're giving it back to me. That's more like Hashavas Aveda to get in. That's not Lishma from a hefzid. That's more of Hashavas Aveda. So he said, if the item doesn't belong to the Yid, the item belongs to the guy, maybe there's no din Hashavas Aveda. That chiv to return something could only be chal on the chefetz that belongs to a Yid. This chefetz doesn't belong to a Yid, but maybe I don't have the chiv. To prevent him from the loss, no, he already has the loss. He already was mischayiv. Mashenkin, by our case in the Ramah, that he didn't have the loss yet, it's being royed, and if we don't stop it, he might get a penalty, he might get a fine. So I think it's a davar pasha to stop and get this animal out of there quickly before he's going to get a hefzit. Just like every time you mechiv lishmer someone from a hefzit.
In the case of the insurance company, it would be pasha
that you'd be
mechiv. The guy's not mechayim until you put in the claim. He didn't put in the
claim. I don't know about that. No, you only could be tevei when you put in the claim, but you owe it the second it gets lost, no?
Is it a
the insurance company?
Okay,
you're not going to get the money. If I don't take it into, I also won't get my money. But Emes, the chiv already started because you insured my item. My item was lost. You owe me the money. So that case, Taka, would be like a Givega. But the case of Ramah, where you didn't have the chiv yet, l'chayr, that's the kuliyam, you have a chiv to be matzal. You have to lishmer someone from a hefzet.
So then that doesn't fit in with Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Right, so then you have to know why did Rabbeinu Yerucham need Mamashkenin? And if this Diyuk in Ramah, Shepayin Knas Be'emes, is true, so what's going on? Means over here, Yitak is saving him from a loss. Over there, he's ready chayiv. So it's like you could give him a revok, you could get him to be unchayiv. See, so being Marviach the Bailam, that he should remove his chiv that he had. That maybe I don't have a chiv to do.
Explain the Rabbi Yeager, but then his kasha doesn't start. That's what he means. If your explanation with Rabbi Yeager comes out, it doesn't have any shayachs to us.
Right, Taka doesn't have any shaykh. I'm suggesting, not like the Akhrenim. Akhrenim want to plug in that there's Machlokes, Ramah, and Rabbeinu Yerucham here on the Tutsdadim of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Right, correct. I'm saying that A, I don't see the Machlokes, Ramah, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, because if anything, Ramah's Lashem might be much like Rabbeinu Yerucham as well. And B, I don't think the Rabbi Akiva Eger shaykh over here, because Rabbi Akiva Eger is talking about with the ready chiv. So now the Shaila of being Marvichim to undo that chiv. So that's a Shaila, do I have a chiv, Ashav Zareda, as a sot chiv. But if I didn't, wasn't chiv, I did. I'm not a mechuyev to save the guy from getting a hefzed. I think by electricity also. I'm a mechuyev to shut the lights, not to cause him a hefzed.
I mean, it's
tachas
that it's actually going to happen. You know, for a fact, the word is coming directly towards the
thing. Right. Well, even by Vez Kaka, he loved Dafka. Every time by Vez, it has to be a Vade Luas, even if it's a Sophic. Yeah, and let's say you don't know how much damage, or if it'll eventually go into the Sada or not, maybe it won't do damage, it will pass the Sada anyway. You're mechuyev to do whatever it takes to be matzel. If it's a mokum ovid, it has to be a vadi ovid, a sofik ovid, you also have a chiv hashav zaveda. Here too, you have a chiv hashav, he might get a knas. Now, if I'm right that here, the kuliyama, you are mechuyev, because you're being matzel the guy from getting a hefzed in the first place. So the Shari Oyre is the following kasha. This is Reb Bergman, the Chasn de Ben Yisir from Shach Seidim. He asked the following kasha. So let's go back to the Machaben. The Reisha says, you only mechuyev l'akzeh mishum avedes karka. Why only mechuyev l'akzeh mishum avedes karka? You should be mechuyev l'akzeh to save the owner from having to pay Shein Veregel, the chiv, to the Baal HaKerem for the Kerem that he destroyed. If I would let it go and let it roam, continue to roam, it's going to now damage the Sada and have a chiv to have to pay the owner. So I should have a chiv to save the owner of the animal. I should have a hashavas aved on the animal to save the Bailam from having to pay for those chiyuvim. And you don't see that.
On the chiv shmira of the Bailam. That's a chiv shmira of the Bailam. Who says I am chiv on their chiv shmira? He shouldn't let his animal roam in that place.
Hitaka shunta. But now, if he does, he's going to have to pay. So he's going to have a chiv. He's going to get a chiv. So I should have a din, just like I'm a chiv to save the bailam from a knas that they're going to get in the behemoths that are roaming beside the zacherim. I should have to save the bailam from the chiv nizik, hezik, that they're going to have when the animals roam in other fields.
Maybe that's called a vedim midas, like you said, by the car. If it's not putting your money in the meter.
If it's an vedim
midas, the animals run around. What do you expect? Where do you think they're going to go?
1 second. So that's the case of why am I mechuyev over here? B'makom sheparin knas or b'makom that shem yargena akim? Why am I mechuyev? It's a vedim midas. He didn't. He locked it up nice, and they broke open or whatever. He was supposed to go one way, and it unusually went this way. Sorry. In which case?
No, but for
Nekara. If you know, but for Nekara, you'd be put, I mean, you wouldn't have this Chiyav Hezek. I hear. Okay, so you want to make that a gimt. You want to make an akimt. It's talking about we you know, but for Nekara, so the Bible wouldn't have this Chiyav Mitzad Hezek. All right. Sorry?
Or it's an Avedim.
Yeah, but if it's an Avedim, it doesn't want fit, because then you won't have to save it even if the Bible are going to kill it.
No, you don't have to assume that the person thought he's going to get killed. He knows he's going to roam, he knows he's going to be mazik, he has to be shown to his mazik.
Is it the same dagger?
He doesn't know that there's a guy around that kills animals?
Is it the same dagger? Every knowledge from our shlokeroi is called Avedim Adas. Avedim Adas needs more.
No, Avedim Adas needs more, let's say. Whatever, you're going to get to
it. Needs more, so it's not Avedim Adas.
So it's not Avedim Adas even if you kept it open?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, whatever. So I just want to, look, the kasha is a good kasha. He would like to be mechiyek from here that you see that this is never a chiv, and the chiv is only if you can impound the animal, and anything short of that, just to save that bailam from a zaitik a chiv, you don't have a din hashavas aveda. And even though what we're saying perhaps is coming out for a carrot, so either you could say, like you said, I don't know, it was closed, or you could say, pasha, like we were discussing before, that the bailam taka won't, the owner of the sada will never know which shur damaged his field. So he'll never be able to be mechayev the bailam. He doesn't have edim, and he himself doesn't even know. Maybe he got there too late or be hit and run. So memela, I don't have a chiv hashav as aveda to save the bailam from a chiv. They won't have that chiv anyway.
Again, it goes into shakers. Said
sofik,
you have to.
If so, you have to be shekel. If it's a sofik that you ain't a chanami, maybe then you will. But if you don't have that sofik, you know that it's going to be hit and run. They'll never be able to prove the bailam, the owner of the field is not around. So then he won't have a chiv. So if you won't have a chiv, you won't have a chiv yourself. All right, I'm just making a suggestion. At the end of the day, it's not poshut at all, this type of case. When you have a parking meter, electricity, any time they're going to save the bailam from a hefzer, but it's not on an item. It's from having to pay out, do you have a chiv hashava or not? All right, let's... Sorry?
I
Now the Baal
Sodah
is not
going to
be able to be
given as
an exchange.
Right, correct. So that's why you have a chi mitzad karka, but you won't have a chi mitzad. All right, let's keep. Sorry?
You shouldn't take it out. It's an aveda now that you're taking it out.
You have to take it out. You have to save the karka from getting ruined.
No, but exactly. But if the karka is ruined, the Baal is going to come and you're going to see that they're going to be able to be taveya.
They won't. No, they still won't be. No, they can't prove what circumstantial evidence. They won't know. If they weren't there, Bishas, that was ruining it, they have no idea. Just because they find an item, maybe a different shor ruined it early and it came later, you can't be mechayev on circumstantial evidence. You have to aid them on the damage. All right.
With Bad Mishra, with the Benin Rukhan, don't you really swore, you say?
Like my swear, yeah, that the Shari Ari, it's verkehrt. It's far from Poshet Ahachra and the Shaila what to do. And like the Achrayim, they want to say this is Gufa Machlek, because Rabbein Yerucham and the Ramah, and Mimele, they want to pass on like the Ramah, the Yorchayv. And I hold that the Ramah might not be Mukhak altogether.
But they're not the light when the Shaiv is coming from the leader of those two, the cycle. So it's not different than the Achrayim.
What do you mean? By the light, if I let it burn, it's going to keep on generating the meter. So I should stop it now before the meter counts up. So I want to say that in that case, because that's what I want to say. But they want the Achrayim to make the Tushtel, and the Shai Oira goes the other way, and so it's not. It's far from Pashit what to do b'chei gavna. All right, let's.
What happens again in the Yiddish city?
The what?
If you put in the money in the meter, you're going to be mafsa the city money.
Why? Because they can get a knot on the, if the police get there.
I mean, if it's Yiddish city.
In Eretz Yisrael, Yiddish city, so maybe it's better not to. Today, that they should be able to collect the fine. I hear. All right, good. All right, Siv Dalet. We're skipping Siv Gimel. It's really in Anigea. Let's go to Siv Dalet. Let's try to finish tonight. Ha-ma'ambid m'moyni ladas. If someone is ma'ambid m'moyni ladas, ein is kakon loy, you're not m'chuyiv to deal with it. We'll see what that means. Ketzad. Hiniak parasei berefes, she'ein lo delis, had no door, v'lo kosher, you didn't tie it down, v'holikloi, what else is the animal going to do? If it's not tied down, not locked up, it's going to take a walk. V'yesh oimrim, zakta rama, derefes lo mikri aveda medas, v'chayiv lach zira, because that's typical, people do leave it there, and they don't get lost. It's machlokes here. Good. Another example, Hishla Kisa B'Shus HaRabim, if you threw a kiss B'Shus HaRabim, you threw your wallet in B'Shus HaRabim, V'Holoklein, you left. What's going to happen to that wallet? Someone's going to walk off with it. HaReza Ibid M'Moynoi L'Daitoi, it's considered Aveda Midas. Good. Now, what's the halakha by Aveda Midas? Sokter Mechabo, V'af Aupi Sho'osa L'Roya Dovizel Lito La'atzmoi. Even by Aveda Midas, you have no right to take it for yourself. It's not Hefko. But still, Eino Yizokok La'akzir, you're not Mechuyiv to return it. Shenemar, a Pasek, the Rama has the Josh of a Pasek. Eilim, which is where this Pasek is. Okay, it could be a Medrash Tanoim. Good. Asher Toivad Prat L'Ma'abed L'Daitoi. Has to be Asher Toivad, has to get lost from him, not that he made it lost. He was ma'abed ledaita. You have no chiyuve yashava on somebody who's ma'abed hezach ledaita.
Even if you picked it up?
Yeah, we're going to see shortly. Yeah, b'lin edom. Yes, so you're not mechuyev to pick this thing up if someone has an aveda medas. It's not hefka, you can't keep it, but you have no chiyuve yashava. Fine. Now the grad, as I.
You can't keep it, so you can't take it.
I know you now to take it lots, my.
Yeah, let's say he did pick it up.
If he did pick it up, that's a shala. Pashit Pratli, the Ram, even if you did pick it up, you cannot keep it. We'll see. There are exceptions to that, but we'll see.
What can you do with it? You don't give it back to the king.
Why can you give it back?
It says you're not allowed to give it back.
Okay, so put it back where you found it, but don't keep it for yourself. Right. Good. So now, Grada, in the ratio, when it's talking about Anich, Parasit, Berefes, Grada, they're both mechavent to the same thing. They're saying that Meicha Tesi, how did you know that he put the refes there without a door? Let's assume that there was a door and by accident the animal broke open or so on. A kid decided to open up the door and he was curious. So they want is that sign that the whole mechaber, the Rambam's case is only because you know for sure, you saw that the Bailim left their animal loose. That's when the Rambam said it's considered Aveda Midas. Mele, they said that what's the raya that the Rambam has at the two arguments? The Rambam says, that's talking about Minastam. Minastam and the Chanami Yoachayv Lagzira. It's not Aveda Midas. And the Rambam is talking about with a case where you know for sure you saw him leave it there loose. All right. Mele, they want to say that Mele, there's no Machlokes. Shine is a David study, fine. But anyway, the mechabeshita is that you have no chiv hayshavas avedim when someone has an avedim midas. Comes along the Raman Agis, which is the Torah. V'yeshoyimim da avedim midas havi hefke, and it's even better, v'chol ha'kleidim zaycha, and even allowed to keep it. So it's a fundamental machlokes mechaber Ramah, avedim midas. So that just means that you don't have chiv hayshava, midas in a pasuk, ashatoivad, pratlam avid ledaitoi, or no, it's even more than that. It's mamish hefke. He's crazy. He puts an item in the end. What is he thinking? Obviously, he was mafkid. What in the world is he thinking? He walked. He thinks his wallet's going to be there when he comes back. That is hefka. It's not explicit hefka. It's implicit hefka. Of course, it's hefka. So there's a machlokes, mechaber and Ramah.
Yeah, but it always bothered me in this Ramah and the Rambam also. These two cases are totally fundamentally different. One case is he just left it there. The other case, did a mice and threw it on the ground. How can you compare the two? Those two cases not similar.
What, the Rambam's two cases?
Yes.
So who's, why do they have to be similar?
I put it in the thing, so...
Why do they have to be similar?
One is I'm doing a mice.
No, but why? He's giving you both...
I'm telegraphing you that I'm...
He's giving shtut to the... And God, the Achrenim say, who didn't buy a case, let's say a wallet. If you lost an item, and Bishas, you lost, you taka lost it. But now you know where it is, and you deliberately decide not to go retrieve it, that's also Avedim Midas. Because now you know where it is. Why?
But this case is an active hefka. What ain't
hefka gedol mizu? Hefka gedol mizu, if you say ani mafke. You didn't say anything, you just left it there.
All of a sudden, what
do you want to bring out? So you're right, two kids are different. So you want to argue with them? But the Rambam wants to tell you chiddush that even when you actively kumva say put the wallet b'shus a Rambam, it's not hefka, it's only avedim yidas, and you're now allowed to keep it. You're now allowed to take it for yourself. You just don't have any chiyuv hashava. It's a machlokes apoyskim. It's a machlokes rishonim, really. It's a major machlokes rishonim, and it's a machlokes apoyskim on the page. If you look in the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel, he starts off at beiseze kosav azeh delav milsehi. He's arguing with the Ramah, Shabishur Shainu Khesh, which is a Torah, Shabishur Shainu Khesh Lafakech on the cause of Lainema Shevkirim, Mechatesi to say it's Mafkirit, Gamabach cause of Dikka Rambam, and the Shach goes on, Meirich, and says, no, the Ikka is like the Torah, and the Taz says the Ikka is like the Rambam, but he feels it's Embiyadi Lachria. It's a major Machlech, because at the end of the day, it's not clear how we pass in here. And if you look, there's a Chuvi Sefi Yeshua in Simukukhav Gimel, he says it's a Sveika Dedina, and he's probably correct. I mean, because you look, Achrenim go like this, Achrenim like that, Divichayim is one way, and the Nachlas David, and you go through, all the way down to the wire, down to his Zanenu, is going both ways. He says, that's fake, Didina, and merely you shouldn't pick it up, but Vim Tafas, if you do pick it up, you're allowed to keep it, L'mafkinimene, because I want to, Kimli, I hold like the Torah, I'm allowed to keep it, it's Hefka, and I'm allowed to be Noito La'atzmai. Good, so it's a Machloikis, what the Lomdis is, Avedim Yidas, just Ois Hashav is Avedo, or is even more, you already have a Din Hefka. All right. Now, what happens if, let's go just take this apart. Let's go into Mechabeshi. The little tour in the Ramah, it's Hefka, that's it, it's all over. But in the Ramban, that he created a new Musig, you have a Chavitz that belongs to a Bailim, just he wasn't Mafkirit. You don't have a Chiva Hashava. I guess, quite the Matan Torah. There was no Chiva Hashava yet. A Chavitz still belongs to him, but I don't have a chiv hashava on it. So what do I do with this item? What am I? Let's say I do pick it up. So then I am a chiv and hashava. What's the halacha? Sorry? Every dov shem by siman that you picked up after yish, it's already hefka. Then you can keep it. Then I have a right to be noitel makris. Yeah, this is Avedim Midas. You're picking it up, and you're picking it up before Yish. Now you want to know, but you don't have a Chiv HaShava. So the Paiskim HaMavur, come out all the Paiskim HaMavur, there's a Shut Temek Tzedek, there's a Makna Ephraim, in Zchiyas HaMavur, there's a Temek Tzedek, it's a Chav Gimel. Sorry?
What do you mean by before Yish?
Like the Rambam, he wasn't Mafkirid, right? So it means he didn't give up hope. There was no Yish. He's not giving up. He figures that whoever will pick it up will eventually return it to me, or maybe he'll still be there when I get there. There's no Yish. It has a David Sheish Bezimin. There's no Yish. Mameila, if you pick it up, do you have Chiv HaShava? I mean, the Rambam, how far did the Rambam say that you don't have Chiv HaShava? The Achrenim HaMavur, the Ksois over here, the Trum Tzakri and Simin Reis HaMagimel, many Achrenim HaMavur, that even after you pick this up, you still don't have Chiv HaShava. There's no chiv hashava. It was mufka for napasha. It's a meat in napasha. Just like I don't have a chiv to pick it up. Even if I do pick it up, I'm not mechiv to be magzeret. I don't have any chiv hashava. Oh, so memela they want in tain. If they're right, it's kavaldik. So now, what happens after you pick it up? Now the bailum are mayayish. Now you're allowed to keep it. Because normally when you find something before yish, it's a surah asil yadei, that's because you have a chiva shava, it's a surah asil yadei, so now the fact that the guy was miyash later on doesn't remove your chiv hashava. But here, when I pick it up, I never had a chiv hashava. So it's as if I didn't pick it up. It means that it wasn't Isura Asaliyadeh. If the Bailam are now Miyayish from it, I'm allowed to keep it.
You're allowed to pick it up?
You're allowed to pick it up, but not to be Noito Shalot. You're not allowed to pick up to keep. You could pick it up to hold, whatever. You pick it up, right? I don't know if you hook up on it. It's only to wait for you should be able to be Noito Shalot. I hear.
Well, why don't you assume it's Miyayish?
Sorry?
Why don't you assume it's Miyayish right away? Because you have to go out to something which is heavy.
More than that, he was more than just heavy. He put it there, hishlech, he threw it there. But it's a double shesh by simon, he figures he's going to get it back. Someone's going to find it, we'll see it's a simon. That guy who's going to find it didn't see me throw it there. So he's going to see, he's going to think I dropped it. So I'm testing, I'm going to see if the guy's going to return that shavas aveda. The guy's going to pick it up and be makris, he'll be noitel makris and give it back. But I, the onlooker, did see. I saw him put it there. So I have no chiv to be measured. So even if I pick it up, I don't have a chiv to measure it. So now if the bailam miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it because it's not a surah saliyadeh. And who adin lamosh, if you go like the Ramban for a surah saliyadeh, is because once I pick it up, I'm ashamed of the bailam. So it's like in his rishus, and it blibes a yish rishus. You can't have a yish if the chiv is in my house. There's no such yish. So that's because I had a chiva shavas. I became mishayma. But here, I don't have a chiva shav even if I pick it up. It's as if it's still sitting on the karka. It's never in the Bailam's rishus because I don't have a chiva shava. So my male his yish will be chal. But so the achrayim say that you have a gevaldik. I pick it up, and when I pick it up, it's not a surah suliyadim. My male, if the guy's miyash later on, I'm fine. Another gevaldik zach is mivun a number of achrayim, achrayim, chumazakri, a bunch, is that if you have a dove she'ein by simin, even the Rambam will be moida that you're allowed to keep it. Because Bishlam Adav Sheish by Simon, the guy wasn't Miyayish yet. But Adav Sheim by Simon, it's like Gar from every Aveda, when you have Adav Sheim by Simon, the guy's Miyayish, because there's no way it's going to come back. So if he puts down this wallet, and somehow this wallet's Adav Sheim by Simon, whatever it is, it has no money in it, I don't know, that's maybe Gufa Simon, whatever. But if he puts down an item that's Adav Sheim by Simon, Bishus Rabim, then even the Rambam, even the Machaba would be Moida, I'm allowed to keep it. Not Bitaris Hefka, Bitaris Yish. It's an Aveda that the guy was Miyayish, whatever, the Din Yish, and I'm allowed to keep every Aveda after years. So this, it should be like Gara. If he puts it there, it's an Aveda Midas and he's Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. And the Rambam's only talking about a wallet and these type of cases that are Adav Sheyesh by Zimin. So we're already minimizing the Rambam's halakha. It's only by Adav Sheyesh by Zimin. Adav Sheyesh by Zimin, I'm allowed to keep. Now it happens to be there's an Imre Baruch over here who seems to say a chiddush, he's suggesting. It's not like all the Achrayim. And he wants to say that even with Yish over here, the Rambam would hold, you're not allowed to keep it. Aye, every Aveda, if the Yish you're allowed to keep, Sankte Vegeshmak. I think that's what he means to say. Is every Aveda has a Shem Aveda on it, it's a Parsha in the Torah, that if a guy is Miyayish on an Aveda, you're allowed to keep. But this doesn't have a Shem Aveda on it, because we have a meet in the Parsha, Asher Toivet Prat L'Mambed L'Daitai. So this doesn't have a Shem Aveda. So there was never an Eschadish in the Parsha, Yish, on this item. Yish was only an Eschadish on an Aveda. To the extent that this is Mufka from the Parsha, it's not an Aveda, so there's no Yish either. Mamela, even if the Bailam a Miyayish, I'm not allowed to keep it. So it comes out that it's a Chumrah. The fact that it's an Aveda Midas, I'm not allowed to keep it, because Yish cannot be Chal on something that's not Aveda, only something.
Yish is Mitam Hefker.
Okay, that's good. Even so, but it's still a Chiddush Akra. The Chiddush of Yish, that Chiddush was only said by Aveda, not by something that's not Aveda. The Mice is the Achrenim learn, not like that, like I said, that all the Achrenim learn if the guy is a Miyayish, I'm not allowed to keep it.
Why is Yish not worked by Gezela? According to you, it doesn't work by
Gzela
because it's not a
fire. Well, Yish has a din. There's a new din that is a din of Yish by Gzela, but it's loved up. There's an Indian of Yish by Gzela, but it doesn't work. You need Yish for Shina Rishos, or you need Yish for Shina Hashem, or whatever it is.
You said it's a Chiddush
Din in Aveda, according to you. Pasha is a Chiddush Din in Aveda, if it doesn't have a Shem Aveda. Now, I could argue and say that it has a Din Aveda. It is Avod Mi Bailim. It just doesn't have the Din Aveda that I have a Chai Ba'ashava, because it's Aveda Mi Daita, but it is Avod Mi Bailim. So, Mamela, on that Dova Ha'avod, I would have the Pasha of Yish. Good, but Imri Baruch wants to suggest now. Again, it's not like all the Achrayim.
The last Simon by Ashpas Yilufam.
Excellent. So Pashtus, the Sman wants to say, it will be exact same chokas. Excellent. Over there, the last Sif, in Sif Yud Aleph, in Reish Samach, it says if he puts it in the Ashpas, it's Osi Lofanis, Hamat Min Bodova Aved Midasi Varehu Shomoitza. So That's Ramah Lishitah says very good shmak. But if you learn like the Mechaba, that the Mechaba is not allowed to keep it, you just don't have a Chiv HaShava, he should have just said over there, Hare Einu Chayiv La'aksa, Einu Zokuk La'aksa, boy, say Hare Shomaitza. So Sma wants to say it's Lishitah, so the Shak wants to say maybe the Rambam is even made over there. Good, but Ena Kanami, it's a very excellent Tushtel. Fine. Oh, so I'm saying it's a major Machlaikis. Your Machlaikis goes down even like to the last century, and it's unclear. It's probably a Sveka Dedina, like the Sefer Yeshua says, and if you were Teifas it, then you can keep it, because I Kimli like the Tor, I held its Hefko. Otherwise, Pash is not. Pash is not. Now, let me just go through.
You didn't have to put, you see some of the garbage that you want, then take it.
You should not, well, if it's an Aveda Midas. If you hold it, it's an Aveda Midas. I don't know, because the garbage pashas, I hope it's not an Aveda Midas. I hope it just was a regular Aveda, and you should return it to the guy. Maybe it's... Oh, I see some...
In the garbage, you say you want it. Putting out some recycling, putting out whatever it is. You want it.
And I think that, I think as a call of the union, I think everyone holds that if a guy's putting a dick, today that it should be picked up by the garbage man and be thrown out. No, I actually see the fun is, I might have put it there, but maybe I'm hoping that someone will find it, maybe I'm hoping I'll get back to it. But if I put it leheded, that it should be picked up and carted away, I think that, I'm looking at Africa. I think even the Ram will be murdered. I mean, the Akronim has a case of Machnash the Beidori. It's major how the Rama learns it up, and many Terutzim. But one of the Terutzim is that if it's clear that the Baalim's intent was to be Mafka, then even the Rambam, even the Machabas, murder. That's not. It's a Dovah Sheish by Simon. You have no. Maybe I'm hoping the guy's going to pick it up and give it back.
Down on the post office box, you know,
in a place.
It doesn't say that, it says Hishli.
He threw it. I know, Hishli Kisa
B'Shusarava.
All right, let's try to chaperine. Give me a few more minutes. We'll try to chaperine a few more cases of Aveda Midas, which some are more negated than others. But there's a case in Bava Kama, Chavava Mebe, it's home in Zorakli Mireisha Gag, or Boacha V'Shavroi. Oh, Shail is a Manatfira Tova, good. But the Rashi says the case is that the Bailam themselves threw the Keli off the roof. It's like the Rush, it's Tmuha. How could you say that the case don't have the Bayan through the Kli of the Rush? If the Bayan through it, it's an Aveda Midas. The Navada, it's Hefka. So Avada, I'm allowed to break it, I'm allowed to smash it, it's Hefka. So the Rush, God, the Lishi Tosli, holds that Aveda Midas is Hefka. It's Yitok and Rashi learned that Aveda Midas is like the Rambam. It's not Hefka, because you don't have a Nichivish Mira, but still doesn't give you a right to go ahead and smash it and be Mazikit. Mamela Rashi was able to learn that he threw it off the roof, and the Rush had to talk about, no, the Bailam themselves they weren't the ones who threw it off the roof. All right, one case. Another case was, it's a Gemara, and this is Nebuchadnezzar lost a child, and through that tzar, a father and mother, they were throwing clothing in the keva on the child. And the halacha is when the clothing, like tachrich, when it hits the child, the order becomes asabano. It becomes like a tachrich emes. So you, out of that tzar, they're throwing and throwing beged after beged. So you have a chiv hashava. What the Gemara says, you mechiv to be matzel and stop them from throwing their stuff. And akadekak, the Mordechai and the Ramah brings it down that if you stop them and you take it away from them and then you give it back to them and they throw it, you're chayiv. Because the second you took them, you have a chiv hashava, and now you gave it back to people who are crazy out of their tzar, and they're throwing it, so then you can even be chayiv because you were pashing your shmira, you had the item, and you gave it back to them, so you can even be chayiv. As they pass them in Yerideo, in Shemem Tes, Sif Dalet. Fine. Sorry?
Them.
They'll have to pay them. I gave it back to the father, and the father threw it on. I'll have to pay the father because when I took it, I was matzar echiv hashava. I was meshav aved, and I gave it to a makom pshia because these people are crazy now. They're delirious. So memel, I knew that he's going to throw it in aser. So I'll have to pay them. So the shaila is over there too. What's going on? Why do you have echiv hashava? Rashi's move over there that the echiv hashava is hashava aveda. What's hashava aveda? The guys are crazy. He's throwing the item down. He's ma'abed ladas. So it's an aveda midas. So loy me boy if aveda midas. Hefka. Even though Avinu Midas is like the Rambam, it's not Hefka. Good, but I don't have any Chiv HaShava. And these guys...
You just said they're crazy. It's not Avinu Midas. It's Belitas.
So the Ramad, the Yad Ramad says that over there, Mamish, it's not Aveda Midas. The guys are crazy. It's Machmas Tzerai, Mirisayu, and Mamela. That's why I have a Chiv HaShava. But in the Chanani, normally it would have been Aveda Midas, but they're not because they're doing a Machmas Tzar. The Machna Ephraim doesn't have that teretz. The Machna Ephraim argues with Rashi, and the Machna Ephraim suggests that the only reason why I have a chiv over there is al tzbal tashchis, not al tashchis, it's aveda midas. But since it's going to become also, every second is going another one's also, so it's a chiv bal tashchis. I'm a chiv to save those clothing. So it's So it's not clear, granted, it's unclear in the Makafrayim which Baal Tashkas he means. I have a Chi Baal Tashkas to prevent that from getting lost. It's not mine, and I'm not doing it. He probably means I have a Chi Baal Tashkas to prevent the father and mother from being over the Isabata. It means I have like a din of Lifnaiva, or I don't know Lifnaiva, but I say, yeah, I should help him to be mat arevus, to help the owner, the father, and not being over Baal Tashkas. But then it's going to come out, you're right, and it's going to come out that if I do save it, I don't have a chiv eshaves aved, and if I return it, l'chaya, you can't be mechayim me for pasha b'shmira. But there are more pasuk like the Mordechai says lahed al chiv eshaves aved. If I take it, I'm a chiv eshaves aved. If I give it back, I'm going to be chayiv. Okay, one more case. Running out of time. It's a gishmak in yana. One more case is that the Moriz Mavu, if I send with a kid a matbeya or an etzluchis to go to the chenvani, I send him the way he was. I send him with the jar, and he would fill up the shemen by the chenvani and bring it home, and I gave him the money. So there, the halacha is, the Gemara says, it's aved midas. I sent it with a cotton. It's aved midas. So the tzulkas that he's bringing, the matbeah that he's bringing, blibed in aved midas. Good. But it's mavu in the Gemara that it's not hefka. And if someone takes it from the cotton to use, and he's a shoshel midas, he's going to be chayv. It's just an aved midas that I'm not mechuyv to take it away from the cotton and help the father protect the matbeah and the tzluchis. It's a kash in the Torah. The Torah holds over here that every aved midas is hefka. So the ksois and the divrei mishpat say that it's different. When it's in a makom which is enu mishtama klal, that's when the Torah holds it's hefka. But by giving it to a cotton, it's not enu mishtama klal. The cotton has some degree of responsibility. It's enu midas, mask him. But it's a good chance he's going to come home with the item. Usually he does. So it's not considered a makom she'enu mishtama klal. There, even the Torah is made that it doesn't have a din of a hefka, and it's just a regular din of aved midas. It's like the Rambam's in Aved Medas. The Rambam Chuyv in Ashava, but it's not Hefka. So if that's the case, there was a case, the Bach has a case, the Ksois quotes over here a Bach. Shows how much chaperine here. The Ksois quotes over here a case of the Bach that it was a Maisa. Someone gave a Mabea to a kid, and the kid was playing with it, and he lost it. And Pasha, that's what the case was, and the Nar, I guess the person in the house who was either watching the kid or the butler of the house, whatever it is, the Mashoris, found the Matbeah. He was Mekadesh and Isha with this Matbeah. And the Bach says that it's Machloikis Rambam in Tur, Machloikis Machab Ramah, if the Matbeah is a Shem Hefka, so when the Nar found it, it's his, and now he had a right to be in Kadesh and Isha with it. Or no, it's not his, he has no right to keep it, he's just not Mechiv and Hashava, and mainly he wasn't able to be in Kadesh and Isha with it. And he says, so to come out, it's a Machloikis, and if he wants to, that the Chuvah Zabak wants to go with the Torah. This Bach goes not like the Torah. The Chuvah Zabak goes with the Torah. That's Pashas. It is Hefka. And Mamela the Nar does own it, and he rightfully was Mekadesh and Isha, and Mamela she needs a get. That's what the Bach paskins. So Machloek is Rama Mentur, and he wants to side with the Torah that it blibes Hefka, so the Nar owns the Matbeah, and he was able to Mekadesh and Isha. Frektik Tzayis Gavalt. This is a case where he gave it to a cotton. By a cotton, even the Torah is moida that it doesn't have a din of hefka. Even the Torah is moida, it only has the Rambam's type of a din that you're not mechuyev in hashava, but it's not outright hefka because a cotton is not mamish mokum she'enu mishtama klal. So mainly it's matam in the back. What are you talking about? Lekuliyama, it should be no kedushin, and you don't need a get.
He's supposed to watch it, so I understand it. I gave you play with it. I understood you're going to make me lose it. You're not going to make it. It's a toy. A toy you lose it.
What's the coming of that? Give it to the Dakota store? So I have a child responsible to play with toys. I gave him a toy to play with.
He's going to lose the toy.
How are you not going to lose the toy? He's responsible to play with the toy. So a couple of terutzim on the back, many terutzim for the back. I'm going to just share with Eilam two terutzim. I will try to end off here. One terutz is that depends on how old the child is. If he's so young, if he's mamish a kid, he's pachas from the age of Trav, Zerka, Egos,
the night light. He doesn't even know how to distinguish between those two, then the Bach is Moida, I mean the Tur is Moida, that giving him is like giving him a Rishut Ram, it's a Mok Jena Meshamakal, and that would be Hefka. And the Bach is only talking about that case, but in the Kanam, it would be a little older. You're right, it would not be Hefka. It's one Eitza. The other Eitza is that Adkan, the Tur only said, that when they give it to a cotton, it's not Hefka yet, it's caused by the cotton still holding on to it. But the cotton already lost it. Now, look, now the Torah will hold that it's a regular Aved Midas and by Hefka. Because when the Kohen is still watching it, to Mokum Shem Mishtamak, that's fine. And I was banking on the fact that maybe he won't lose it. But once he lost it, then Avadah by Hefka, in the back case was that the Kohen already lost it. on the first other makes it can't be very try, he very low. And once he very low, so now black test could like the tour, and maybe that's why the box said, but Kai Gavna there will be Kedushin.
I think it's also because if I send a card
but that was sort of what
I'm not saying exactly like him because he didn't have a shlichus to go get something, bring something back. He didn't have a big apply to the father. The father didn't like that. So it's not real. It's a less shlichus.
All right, it's close. Anyway, the kid is the more true the truth from the Tzedek. Also, he sent a kid. It, many, many more stories here, but we're going to have to stop over here when there's a couple of them. We already ran out of time. All right, good luck.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.